yesterday, but now, you know, that's the great thing about opening day is that there's a game right afterwards. You know, you just, it keeps on going. So it happens to be that I think the beginning of Gittin is such a beautiful section of Shas, and one of the things that I was discussing yesterday is how much I love the beginning of the Masechta in particular, where the idea is Lishma, because I think that captures this incredibly beautiful idea. It's always sad when a marriage is being terminated, but you can only terminate something personal in a personal way, right? That's the idea of Lishma, and hopefully we all appreciate that. And so Rabbah, who we paskin like, says that's the idea of Befanei Nachtam. That's why he has to say it, because that allows us to open a conversation with him in which he can establish the bona fides of this get as having been Nechtav, Nechtam Lishma, as we'll discuss. Whereas Rava thought it was more in terms of the Kiyam Shtaros dimension. So the last point that we mentioned, and you know, again, not to do too much of an infomercial, but it's an important rally on Sunday. You know, Mishum Iguna, unfortunately, Chavi Satz and Aguna in our community. So you saw the last thing that we covered is Mishum Iguna Kilu Barabanan, that the idea of having just one person to attest to the validity of the get is a reflection of the fact that we talked about this certainly into the introduction, that our rabbis, despite great misinformation to the contrary, had no tolerance whatsoever to allow a woman to be chained. In my view, it's a form of lo samod al dam reyacha. Dam reyacha applies not just to a threat to, well, the, you know, a lethal threat, but al pi halacha, if you look in the Gemara and the Rambam, it extends to money as well, that if a person knows that somebody is going to suffer financial harm, we can't remain idle. So I would say, kal v'chomer, this goes so far beyond financial harm, right? This has to do with a person's life is in many ways being, I don't like to use the term ruined, because chas v'shalom, I don't want anybody to say that their lives are ruined, that could be misconstrued. But the quality of life is very, 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 very severely impinged, and I think that's putting it very conservatively. And it's a lo samad al dam reyacha, if we can do something about it. So, you know, I'll send out a letter to the shul this morning and encourage everybody on Sunday who's ever available to attend the rally in support of Chavi. She should get a chance to move on with her life. So you see, this is already, we're only on Daf Gimel, and we countered the idea of Mishum Miguna Akilu Barabanan. You can't miss it. So the Gemara wants to know, this is the top line of Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Haikula hu chumruhu di mitrach alay tre lo asi baal ma'ar upasalei chad asi baal ma'ar upasalei. So the Gemara says, okay, we all agree we should do everything possible to ensure that this get is considered valid, but if you only have one who's going to validate and attest to the legitimacy of the get, is that not inviting the Baal to come along later and said, no, it wasn't really me, it's Mizuyaf, and the like. B'makom Trei, we know that Chad B'makom Trei, Kaman D'Lei Sadamya, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Kevan D'Amar B'fnei Kama Nosnola, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Charamar Bifnei Shnayim, Charamar Bifnei Shlosha, right, that the process of transferring is done either in front of two or in front of three. Me'ikara, Me'idak Daya, Kavilo Asi, Le'orue Nafshe. So since the public, in terms of the process in terms of transmission of the get to begin with is done in front of two, in front of three, so the Shaliach knows very, very well, Me'idak Daya, what exactly happened. And he's not going to be machnis himself to a suffix. In other words, it's not a regular situation of just one person, right? This is very reminiscent of the beginning of Sota. We talked about, okay, there's a certain case of Sota. Eid Tuma will say that an Eid Echad is sufficient. But we had Kinoi and Stira to rely on, which had multiple witnesses, okay? So, Lo Asi, the Orue Nafshe, and then as a result of that, the Baal knows full well that there are many people who understood that this was a valid get, and he's not going to come and make an abject fool of himself. So Ularava Dama Lefishenedim Mitsuyin Lekaimo, because this is a question of Kiyam Shtaros, and we're not going to be able to validate, and that's why we have Befaninechtav, Libay Trei, Midi Dehavi, Kiyam Shtaros De Alma, you always require it too. So Gemara responds, Yerecha Neman Bisur, Nemer Damir, Yerecha Neman Bisur, Gingol Chaticha Savik Shal Chelev, Savik Shal Shuman, Dilo Is Chazik, Yisur Rehach, Is Chazik, Yisura, so the Gemara says, you're right. Edim achasim and alashtar nasu kamishenechkere dusan bebezdin. V'rabbanan hu ta'atzrech v'hachal bishamiguna akilu barabbanan. So this is again a classic case of heimamru v'heimamru. B'kiyam shtarus is only a rabbinic process altogether because the first major principle for the day, this will go straight into the notes, an idea that edim achasim and alashtar nasa kimi shenechkere edusan bevezdin. That when we have edim that are signed onto a shtar, it's tantamount to those witnesses having been investigated, interrogated in Beis Din, and therefore, on a deraisa level, they completely speak for themselves. The rabbis wanted an extra measure of security, so we wanted kiyum shtarus, the validation of those signatures. But of course, hey mamru, v'hey mamru, they have every right to say, in the case of Aguna, we don't need what they call now two-step verification. I've adopted that phrase for my purpose. We don't require kiyum shtaros al pishtam. So the Gemara just continues on from there in a very natural way. So Gemara says, "Ah, haikulo uchumrahu di mitchchle treilo asibal ma'aru pasalei chad asibal ma'aru pasalei." Came and demar b'vnei cham and osla Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina chanamar b'vnei shtayim v'chanam Rabbi Shlai Shlosha meikara meidak dayek v'lo asi le'orui nafshei, that the Baal is not going to make a fool of himself because he knows full well that there are many people who are aware of the legitimacy, validity, kashrus of this get. The Rabbi my time below Amar Kiraba, why didn't he want to say that this is about Lishma Malacha Miktan Bifani Nechta of Lishma, Bifani Nechta Lishma, the word Lishma isn't there? So the Rabbi says you're right, but then listening hachila di mafshale di buri asi the migze hashnama asi the migze chadamitlas goyis chadamitarte low guys. So this is a reminiscent of something that they don't have these things anymore, but they used to be professors of oratory. Truly, there used to be professors of oratory. I don't think they have such a thing anymore. But these people were generally a fascinating sort of individual. And, you know, they weren't, I remember in Smicha, they were all such colorful characters, all of the professors of oratory and the like. And they had all these kinds of rules that they didn't necessarily have the strongest Talmudic background, but this Gemara makes me think of it, that they used to have certain rules of phrases, of phrases that would stick. Now, it was so anachronistic even then, but in the space, you know, since social media has taken people's attention span and reduced it to about 14 seconds, so, you know, the place of drush and you know, of course, it's, it demographically speaking, you know, you tell a young person that there's going to be a drasha, and you know there's an immediate need to contact the shul cardiologist, you know, what's going to happen. But in those days, they hadn't yet caught on to that this was changing, and they had all these rules. So one of the rules that they had was the rule of three, that you should always give three examples, and they had certain rules of cadence. So the Gemara has a rule here. So it says everybody can remember b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. But if you start adding in words to what the shliach is supposed to say, like b'fanei nechta v'lishma, b'fanei nechta v'lishma, it doesn't have quite the same ring to it, and he's not going to be able to say it properly. So how the process is supposed to go? He's supposed to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, and the Beis Din says, "Oh, very nice, you were there for the writing of the get. Oh, very nice, you were there for the signing of the get. Was it written lishma? Was it signed lishma?" So again, it just has to do with his capacity to remember the correct formulation. Such is Rabba's response.
May I ask you? I'm sorry.
The Beis Din is there?
He comes with the get. He's maybe get Medina Sayyam, right? So he comes, and the Beis Din says, okay, you're saying that you're the shaliach for such and such Baal, right? You know, who lives in Timbuktu from Medina Sayyam.
So the shliach has to do this transfer in Beis Din.
Right. So the Beis Din is going to have the opportunity to, again, at some point, doesn't necessarily mean that when he gives it to her, it has to be in front of the Beis Din yet. Right? That has to be done. Obviously, there have to be Edei Mesira, right? And we paskin, we take that this on Sunday, we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, and we'll get there in a second, that Edei Mesira Karati. Of course, the delivery of the get, you know, has to be in front of the Edei Mesira, but the Beis Din do have to at some point interact with him before the get is delivered to make sure it's kosher. So this is the discussion that they have.
So we know that there's a the Baal can throw it into her chutzah, that works, right?
Right, right. So again, this is a special takana, remember, in the context of Medina Sayyam, where the Jewish communities were much smaller. Is it possible, Aaron? As we said yesterday, even a rov, that they know how to do it lishma, that they knew, but there was some degree of concern that in smaller communities, maybe these communities weren't as learned, maybe they didn't know about producing gittin lishma, so we really wanted to make sure. And again, I want to highlight, this might seem a little bit draconian, but it's just the opposite. We don't, this is the way you have to think about it, Aaron, and for really for everybody. We don't, chalila v'chas, want anybody to be me'ayer on a get after the fact. Say, she's not really free. Her new marriage is not a good marriage. Chalila v'chas, the children are mamzerim. So the rabbis built in standards to ensure nobody's going to be able to question whether this was lishma. The ex-husband can't come back 10 years later and say, oh, it's like a mezuyah. She's an eishes ish. Those children are mamzerim. We were very concerned. That's the idea here. Okay.
So it seems that it's repetitive. We went through the same Shakla Vitaria.
100%. But we went through it for Rabba. Now we're going through for Rava. Because they had different ideas as to why there's Bifanei Nechtam, Bifanei Nechtam. Yeah. Okay, Nathan, go ahead.
So when you say, when somebody says Bifanei Nechtav, does that apply both to Lishma for her and that I'm the one who's, does that mean the same thing that, because he has to be the one who's behind, behind the writing.
No. He's just the shaliach. He doesn't have to be behind the writing. He just has to attest to the fact that it was written for this particular divorce. He's the shaliach. He's the agent.
He gives the gift. I thought the writing was the extension of him.
No. He's
shaliach.
He's the courier.
The power of the shaliach.
Right. He's the courier. He's just the courier. He's bringing it, and we're relying on him to say that this get was produced lishma. Okay, so good. So the rabbi, my time lama kirav, I'm lacham kandisni b'fanei nechtam v'sulo. Why do you have to say b'fanei nechtav lama lishma mina ba'inan lishma? So the rabbi b'dinu delisni hachi aladim kain asi lichufei b'kim shtaris to alma. It was a great concern, right? Kim shtaris ba'alma requires two, but here it only requires one. So v'rabba midami, so hasam yadina and hacha b'fanai, hasam isha lo mehemna, hacha isha mehemna, hasam ba'al davar lo mehemna, and hacha ba'al davar mehemna. V'rabba amr lecha atu hacha ki amr yadina and milo mehemni, v'cheven di amr yadina and mehemni, asi li chlufei b'kim shtaros ta'alma b'eid echad. So Rabbi says, look, these distinctions may be true, but in the end of the day, we have to be very, very, very concerned that there's going to be confusion with Kim Shtaris Ta'alma. Kim Shtaris Ta'alma is going to require two. We've already seen twice why it is that we don't require two when it comes to the Kiyam of the Ged, and that's because Mishum Iguna Akilu Barabana, the rabbis were not interested in making this any more difficult than it needed to be. So even though it's true that in theory there are many differences between the case of the get and cases of shtarei mekach u'memkar and shtarei halvos and the like, right? Nonetheless, we are concerned that it could lead to confusion in that regard. So now the shoe being back on the other foot, according to Rabba, this whole process has nothing to do with kiyam shtaros, it has everything to do with the Shema. Well, the Rabba d'amar l'fishein b'kiyam the Shema, my high Tana, the boy exivul shema. So who is the Tana who requires b'fanei nechtam that both of those processes should be done in the shema? So we have on background the central machlokas we already talked about it on Sunday in Masech the Gittin, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar. Reb Meir famously edei chasima karti. It's the signature of the get that is dispositive. So of course you would want chasima lishma, but exivul lishma, is that really important? And Rabbi Lazar says, Ede Mesira Karti, right? So for him, it seems like the transfer of the get is the most important thing. So we're going to have to figure out, you know, this idea of Rabba, or later Amora, is he thinking along the lines of Reb Meir, that the Chasima is the critical point, or is he thinking along the lines of Rabbi Lazar, that the Mesira is a critical point? Because he obviously requires both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. The Chasima maybe pointing us slightly in the direction of Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, "I Reb Meir chasima boy ksiva lo boy." It's none. In kosin mechuba l'karka, kosin mechuba l'karka, t'lashu chasr nas l'kasher. So Rebbe Meir says that l'chadchila, you shouldn't write a get on something which is attached to the ground, because it shouldn't be mechusar anything except for nesina. But if you did, not so terrible, as long as you signed it, the chasima was done in the proper format, which is already detached. So what do we see? That according to Rebbe Meir, the ksiva ultimately is not ma'akev. So ksiva shalva lishma wouldn't be ma'akev either. So now, maybe we'll say that Rabba is aliba de Rebbe Lazar. See, Rebbe Lazar ksiva boi, chasima lo boi. For Rebbe Lazar, any concern about lishma would be about the ksiva, because it doesn't really require the chasima altogether. If you'll tell me that Rabbi Lazar was still concerned about the chasima midrabanan, which, by the way, you'll recall on Sunday night, so I choose these things, that the Rambam says, Taka, that's the case, right? It's midivrei sofrim that we want chasima sa'edim. If that's what you would tell me, the Gemara says, we have a problem with that. Vashlosh again psulim derabanan velo boi Rabbi Lazar chasim lishma detan. Where b'di'avid it's going to be acceptable, it's not going to be ma'akev. So kasa b'ksav yado v'ein alav edim, if the Baal wrote it himself and there's nobody to sign it. Or, number two, yesh alav edim v'ein bozman, it's missing the timing. Three, yesh bozman v'ein bo alayda echad, or l'shlo shigitnim psulim v'im niseis havlad kosher. Now you notice all of these cases, right? Every single one of these cases, which is deemed to be acceptable at a b'di'evit level, right, doesn't include the case that we said, according to Rabbi Lazar, Ede Mesira Karti, they say, oh, he's going to require Ede Chasima on the Derabanan level. It's not an indication that he requires the Derabanan level. It seems like L'chatchila, it would be perfectly acceptable with him without the Ede Chasima altogether. So Rabbeinu Tam makes an excellent point. He says, well, what about that case where we saw where the Baal writes it and there's no signatures? He says, no, because ein lecha chasima gedol lemizo, it's like a hoda hasbalden kemeya edim dummy, that since the Baal wrote it himself, that's the ultimate validation that we're not going to be worried about the Baal being ma'ar on this get. So right now, the Gemara isn't sure. Rabba, who requires the ksiva and the chasima lishma, who is he holding like? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir. We have a problem. So the Gemara says, maybe we can look at it from a different perspective. Okay? So Harei Lishlo Shigitim Psulim, these is a lot kasher. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ava Bishen Olav Edim, Lash Naslu Vde Edim Kasher, V'gova Min Chasim Mishu Abadim, and you can even collect from the Chasim Mishu Abadim, in other words, assets which are in the hands of a third party, Shen Edim Chosim Al Gad, Alam Ibnei Tikun Ha'olam. Okay, that they only sign on the get because of Tikkun Olam. Again, it's a later takana that people shouldn't be Me'ar. It's interesting, there's a comment which Rashi makes here, which the Baal Yad Tosfos endorsed, that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar Begite Nashim. We don't paskin like him in Shtaros Be'alma, in terms of Edei Mesira Karti, but that according to Rebbe Lazar, which is, I think, a very important idea, according to Rebbe Lazar, he felt that you could even, when it comes to Shtari Halvah, not just Gitei Nashim, right, that you would be Gigova from the Chasim Eshubadim, even without the Chasimos Ha'edim, even though, again, when it comes to Mamanos, we have a Motzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya. So the Gemara says,
what does Tikkun Olam mean in this context?
Very good. So Tikkun Olam, you're right, has many different meetings, but it seems that there could be a fundamental halachic problem that results from not having these things. So what it means is the following. At the rabbinic level, if we're not going to have signatures on this get, even though, again, Rabbi Lazar is very stridently of the view that it's not a din d'oraisa, right, our concern is that the Edei Mesira are going to die. At some point, they are going to die, but maybe they're going to die soon. And if they die relatively early on in the process, there are no living witnesses to the validity of this get. And since there are no living witnesses to the validity of this get, now we can be concerned that the Baal is going to be Ma'arer. So it's a two-step process later on.
The Tikkun Olam applies specifically to get, not to other shtaros.
Correct.
I thought perhaps is a reference to collecting in a custom shubadim, you know, Tikkun Olam, you're concerned about in monetary matters. There's a kol, and the lekuchos will know that's not the
right, intent. But that's a product of the shtar itself, not necessarily the chasimos yideidim. That's okay. Already at an earlier.
But even if the witnesses die,
yeah,
couldn't she find people who recognize the signature of the witnesses?
Assuming there are signatures, right? So that's the idea. Right, that's why you might, on a rabbinic level, require these signatures for Rebbe Elazar. That's exactly the reason. But let's say nobody signed it, and you're relying strictly on the Edim Mesira. Okay, so good. So the Elul Rebbe Meir, so the Gemara says, okay, so let's assume for a second that Rabba, who requires both the Ksiva and the Chasim Lishma, is really holding like Rebbe Meir. Now, previously, Rebbe Meir seemed like he was saying, no, we're only really concerned about the chasima lishma. We're not so invested in the ksiva lishma. The Reb Meir, he v'chilo by Reb Meir ksiva lishma midarais and midarabanan by. So v'amar Reb Nachman, amar Reb Meir afilo mitzal ba'ashma v'chisma v'nasim la'kasher. Right. So that's not like ksiva lishma. You've had it in the garbage, let alone in the judaica store. V'chisema anan midarais kamasni nanla, and it will say, yeah, that's true on the darais level, but the rabbanan we would require, a higher standard. Yachy amar Reb Meir. Dvar Torah mi ba'ilei. It should have just said Dvar Torah. So we're going to see tomorrow that the Gemara is going to pivot back and try to align Rabba, we haven't come to the conclusion of this yet, with either Reb Elazar or Meir. So again, the controlling machlokas here in Masech de Gittin is that, what is the critical point? Edei Mesira, and as you know, we paskin that way, or is it the Edei Chasima? But the idea that we require both a Ksiva Lishma as well as a Chasima Lishma, the Gemara is struggling to orient to either of those two perspectives. Okay, so let me just review, one extremely critical point, and then a second point, which is a little bit less fundamental, but important. That sometimes in life, a signature is tantamount to oral testimony, and signing a shtar falls into that category, number one. Number two, we said before that Rabbi Elazar's view that Edei Mesira Karati was not actually a unique view in the world of Gitei Nashim, that he felt that that was true in all shtaros, in all shtaros. The question then becomes, why require Edei Chasima? You might only require Edei Chasima in a particular case where we have a lot on the table, and maybe, Aaron, back to the point that we were discussing, Mekach u'Memkar certainly is important, and there's a Tikkun HaOlam factor there too, but you can't compare it to Gitei Nashim, right? Because the stakes for her are existential. If the Edei Mesira die and that makes her vulnerable to somebody being Ma'ara on her get, that's a disaster, the likes of which a purchase of the field could never possibly equate to. Okay. We'll pick it up here, Dalet Amud Aleph, tomorrow morning, with the words, La'olam Rabbi Elazar hi, that maybe Rabbi was holding like Rabbi Elazar.
Thank you, Rabbi Fitman.
A wonderful, wonderful day.